going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day as we're talking now with John Mishota of The Athletic here on your home of the Cowboys draft. 50 hours away now, we're going to be in the coverage. And a good afternoon, John. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to this draft.
Looking forward to the draft. Would like to acknowledge, sorry about Duke. That was insane.
Oh, it's going to take me years to get over that. No, I've been telling people this, that the only good thing that's come out of it is that I'm going into year 15 of covering the Cowboys, and so covering sports is kind of, you know, it's kind of be like a job, and moments like that just always remind me, no, I'm still a sports fan at heart, because, I'm not, there's just some people that I work around on a day-to-day basis who you can tell that covering sports has kind of taken the fandom away from them, and That's definitely not me.
Yes, sir. Okay. Let me ask you this. When it comes to the Cowboys here, do you feel like they're still one of the best drafting teams in the NFL?
I do, but what they've done the previous 2 years has had them slip a little bit, but I still would put them up there with amongst the best. I'm surprised that how well that they've drafted over the last, you know, really since Will McClay's taken over the draft in 14, that they've not gotten better return on investment these last two drafts. And, you know, you can't have 3-4 of those classes in a row or your roster's in a lot of trouble. So that makes this draft very, very important for them. They need to get a few starters out of this thing.
Yeah, it's a must-nail draft. Now, as far as expectations for you, John, I remember you joined us shortly after the season had ended, and you were thinking Genty, I believe, and we were thinking that was possible, but now it looks like he's going to be long gone. What's your most likely scenario for the Cowboys tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm still going with wide receiver and Tet McMillan. I just think with, you know, what happens in front of them, I think there's a really good chance that he's there and he just fits a big need that they obviously have at wide receiver. I will say after that press conference yesterday and, you know, a little bit of the walk-off and some of the stuff at the end, I don't think you can completely 100% count out offensive line. You know, as soon as you think that they're going another direction, you know, that's the thing. I always look at when I go to the combine, like who I think at that time that they're going to take. And they rarely, by the time the draft comes around, that's it. You know, I mean, that certainly wasn't the case with CD or Micah. And going into this combine, I was like, you know, wide receiver, running back. And so I'm still thinking wide receiver. I do think that there's a decent chance they trade back, especially if McMillan's gone to gain the extra picks because of that huge gap they have between, I think, 76 to about 149, 150 there, that they need another pick there. So the trading back thing has worked out pretty well for them twice in the last 4 years. So I think that's a really good possibility. But if I had to pick a player right now, I the leader for me would be McMillan.
Was there anything Will McClay said yesterday that really stood out to you?
Yeah, I actually just tweeted it. And it was one of those things where they were asked as a group, like something that they look for, what stands out to them, you know, what makes a Cowboys player somebody you draft. And Will took that question and talked about how they have to love football. And there's a part of me that wonders, okay, has that always been the case? Or is that more of a thing now because maybe you drafted some guys that maybe don't love it as much as you thought they did when you drafted them, and so maybe that's a bigger part of it. So that's the one little thing that stood out to me, because I do think that's very important, especially with the Dallas Cowboys, because there's a lot of distractions that come along, and I get the, you know, every player says they want to play for the Cowboys and all that stuff, but, you know, I think it's better to have, you know, more of those Tyron Smith, Zach Martin types that you know that they love football. They love everything about it. Dak Prescott's obviously in that category as well. And so I thought that was a little interesting. Maybe it's just me reading too much into it, but I just found it interesting that he mentioned that.
Who would be the non-football lovers, you think?
Who?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the thing that we always go back to, it seems like, is that day in training camp where I believe Mozzie Smith said that he doesn't even really like football. He just likes hitting people.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, hey, guys just talk, so I don't know that that's the case. But anytime that a player isn't working out, you obviously, especially on a team that drafts well, especially on a team that drafts well early in the draft, it makes you want to try and connect dots. Like, why didn't this work out? You know, what was the thing here? And I always kind of wondered that over the years, you know, maybe with like some of the other guys that I didn't work out with, where you talk about Tristan Hill or Kelvin Joseph. And so, yeah, I don't know if it's just that, or maybe it's also the fact that maybe Will mentioned it because of the times we're in right now with NIL and how much guys switch teams in college that, you know, maybe that there's a lot more guys coming across his board that he's like, yeah, we really like this prospect when we watch him on tape. But then all of a sudden, you know, you get to talking to him and talking to people around him, and it's like, yeah, he plays football because he's really good at football. I don't know that he actually loves football. So that's an interesting part of it, too. So obviously that'll be a big part of whoever they take early in this draft.
John, I always felt that they'd probably come away with a running back within the first three rounds. But after the offensive line comments by Jerry, do you think they could take a lineman before a running back, even if they go receiver in the first round?
Yeah, those were interesting comments as well. I will say I still think they take one in the second or third round. I don't think that, you know, especially because I don't see any way that Genty is there and he'd be the only one I think they'd realistically consider at 12. So I still think that 44 pick, if there's one of those Ohio State running backs there, you know, I still think there's a decent chance they'd take one of them. And if not there, in the third. And it's not just because of, you know, this current roster. I mean, they need to do this one of the previous two drafts. I mean, there should already be one of these guys on the roster right now, somebody that's, you know, a third, fourth, fifth round pick who you're like, oh, yeah, this is a guy that he's be in the mix for 10 or 15 carries, and they don't have it. And they talk about the depth of this draft class, and that's great. So if you want, even draft two, take another one late in the draft. But I really think they got to get out of those first 2 days with at least somebody at the running back position.
Father John, when Jerry Jones said, I'm not going to pick up the phone to trade back. Should that worry Cowboy fans? I mean, the fact that they're, you know, hey, maybe they'll trade back, but he's not going to be the one picking up the phone?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's to me, it's concerning because of the fact of it's not just a one-off thing. Like Jerry is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talked about that for years and years. And if you are, let me use some of my favorite examples lately. If you're the Philadelphia Eagles and you say that, yeah, I can let it go because your actions speak differently than that. Your actions are extremely aggressive. But when your actions aren't aggressive and you have these off seasons like they had the last couple of years where they're very vanilla, too vanilla, then to say that you're not going to be the one making the call, it's almost like, so 29 years have gone by without an NFC Championship game berth, no Super Bowls, and it's just going to fall in your lap like someone else has to make it happen. Like, yeah, that just doesn't sound good to say that with the roster building that's been going on lately.
Do you think Jerry just said the substantive trade talks thing yesterday to juice the news cycle a little bit, or is there something cooking?
There's always – you can't ever eliminate that with him, so that certainly could be a part of it. My thing is I think that many of us have different definitions on what that would be, you know. Mm. To him, that could be the Trey Lance deal, the Mingo deal. To us, when we hear that, myself and I'm sure several of you guys, that's a Amari Cooper level thing. You know, I hear that, I'm standing there and he says that, and I'm just like automatically in my head just going through, okay, who are the top guys right now that could be potentially in that realm that fit their biggest positions of need, which for me would be wide receiver or corner. So the top ones I think of, if you're talking about something substantive, I'm thinking, oh, Jair Alexander, yeah, Jalen Ramsey at corner.
Yeah.
At wide receiver, I'm thinking Jameson Williams. You need speed. There's rumors out there that, you know, the Lions might not, you know, be having the money to pay him because they're paying so many other guys. They might have to make a move there. You know, I think of Tyreek Hill. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't love that move, but like a George Pickens, Treylon Burks. Like, I think of those names, and then it's just like, to Jerry, it might not even be something of that notable. It's a draft's over, we're going to re-sign Zeke type thing. I'm not saying that for this year. I'm saying like last year's move.
Yeah, thank you. Hard skip to beat there for a second. John Machota from The Athletic with us on The Fan. Are they close enough to the Eagles? You think that they could get there?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just think that the Eagles are on another level roster-wise, and then just the way their aggressiveness. Like, they operate like it's been 29 years since they've won a championship. They operate like every fan wants their organization to operate like. And I say that because it's not like they hit on everything. But when they don't hit on something, they find a quick way to get out of it. You know, yeah, they kind of lick their wounds and they keep moving. And to me, they're the model franchise. I know a lot of Cowboys fans can't stand them, obviously because of their fan base is a big part of that as well. But there might not be a better operation in all of sports right now than the Philadelphia Eagles. So, no, I don't think they're close to them.
You always continue to get phenomenal video. The Micah Parsons stuff last night was no different. What did you think about what he had to say? Have things changed in your eyes when it comes to the negotiation? And maybe he is kind of looking at maybe resetting this market.
Yeah, Micah's tough to read on this stuff because he is a very good talker. Like, he doesn't give very many short answers. He usually – He'll say stuff where, like, it takes you back to December when he says the, you know, quote, I don't need $40 million. And it's like, even when he said that, you're like, yeah, I don't know that I necessarily believe that. He knows he's about to be one of the highest paid and it could go north of 40. But he'll say that stuff in the moment because I keep saying this over and over again. I might have said to you guys already, but, like, he is the player version of Jerry Jones. Like, there's so much stuff that Jerry says that just floods the zone and just puts a lot of stuff out there. Hmm. But there isn't any one thing about what Jerry says where he can say, he said this, that's going to happen. No, it's like you can kind of take it and twist it whichever way you want, you know, and Mike is pretty good at that too. And that's why he's going to have a long, successful podcasting career when his NFL career is over as well, because he doesn't shy away from any question and he gives you a little bit to think, oh, maybe it's a little bit closer. Maybe this, maybe they're not as close on this deal. So it's tough to read right now, but with the Cowboys on these big type of deals, it really has been deadlines make deals. And for them, I think that that is the start of training camp. You know, I do think he'll be around for the majority of OTAs and minicamp even without that new deal. But I still don't believe he'll show up to training camp without a new contract.
So offensive line at 12, they wouldn't go back-to-back left tackle. What are they thinking with Guyton there? And does Booker at right guard make sense at 12 for you?
Yeah, Booker, I mean, anybody that could potentially play right guard would make some sense. But then there's a part of me that wonders, too, is that would it be a player that they're like, you know, this guy can play guard for us this year, but if we need him to, he can probably play some tackle, too, if our tackles aren't playing. Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah. But and with this, too, let me be clear, too. I don't necessarily think that it would be at 12 either. I'm saying that maybe it's one of those things where it comes to them, they wait to get a call, and they move back a little bit. And I know people have been making this claim that, like, well, you got to have a trade partner, and I get that. But the thing is with this draft, how much everybody talks about how, yeah, the 20th player on your board might be as good as your, you know, 50th or whatever like that. You might just not be able to get the same return on your pick that maybe you would have gotten 2 or 3 years ago. You got to take a little bit less. Maybe, you know, when you've got a second this year, you're going to have to take a third for that. And I think that that would be a possibility where they see an offensive lineman. They're like, hey, we don't need to take this guy at 12. Obviously, they didn't think they needed to take Micah Parsons at 10, move back a couple spots, got a third out of that. So that would not surprise me at all. But, yeah, just taking an offensive lineman at 12, I don't know that they would do that. I think it would be more in the trade back scenario.
Would it be at all possible that when they bring up these trades, they could be looking to maybe trade one of their own players?
It's tough for me to say that just because they haven't shown really, there's not really much of a history, not recently at least, of them doing something like that. So that's the only reason why I mean, unless you're counting, like, you know, they have obviously traded some guys, like, you know, at the end of training camp, right, stuff like that. But in the draft, like, there just really isn't. That hasn't been something that they've done. So I don't necessarily see that happening, something like that. And frankly, I don't know that their roster is deep enough that they can afford to be trading any of their good players.
Looking at your socials here, Johnny, is this the most busy you are? They got you running all over the place here talking with guys.
The only reason it's a little bit like that this year is because they did that home run derby last night, and that's normally after the draft. Usually that's the first time you get the rookie. So that was a little bit different. But no, it's good. I mean, I'm glad to be – when there's stuff going on, that's when I'm happiest, is when I have work to do. And so that's why I haven't really loved these last two off seasons, because they're not really that exciting. You know, you want them to make some type of a bigger move that obviously draws in fans and brings an interest in the team and stuff like that. And it hasn't been there. So there's a part of me like, are they waiting to make something big? Like, are they kind of lying in the weeds? And they're not. That's the one thing I will say about the Cowboys. When they have made notable moves, they really don't telegraph it. And so that's another reason why when Jerry said that after the press conference yesterday, I was like, yeah, he ain't telegraphing them trying to trade for Jameson Williams. Like, he just wouldn't do that in this situation. Yeah. It would be Cowboys are on the clock at 12, or it would be at the 10th pick or something like that. And there's a trade with the Detroit Lions or something like that. And then that would happen. He wouldn't tip his hand on something like that. Him saying that made me think it was more on the lines of, like, the level of the Lance Mingo-type deals.
Ugh. Appreciate you, John. Thanks for all your hard work on this beat, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There he goes. He's John Machota here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Okay.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.